Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis, the last line, relating again to the first Mishnah's topic of the Chiyuv of Re'iyah. So Hakol Chayav, and the Mishnah has said at the beginning of the Masechta, everyone is Chayav in Re'iyah, Hakol Chayav, and except for the following individuals that are part of Re'iyah, and we spoke about what does Re'iyah mean. There's really two parts to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a mitzvah of bringing a carbon Ola's Re'iyah, to the Beis HaMikdash, and the differences are the differences we mentioned. Katan might be someone who has a chiyuv to come, mitzad the chiyuv of the father, but not a chiyuv to bring his own karban. But we mentioned a number of the others that don't have a chiyuv at all. Nashim and Avadim and Tumtum and Androgynous were the discussions. And then we saw right before the end of the last year, how do we view Ketanim? How do we view Ketanim? Because the Mishnah said, quoted a machlokes between Beshama and Hillel about what is the minimum age of a katan. So they didn't give a specific age; they just said ability. Ability. So even though you might have some precocious katanim that could do things at a younger age or not, but there's still general rules. Beshama says the pasha pshat of the Mishnah. Beshama says if a child could go on his father's shoulders, so then that's the minimum age. So the Mishnah, the Gemara said last time, anybody baby could do that. So you don't need such an old baby, that's mamish babies, father can put him on his shoulders. So the Gemara said, no, what Beis Shammai means is that the child could see the father and want to go on the father's shoulders and kind of run to the father's arms in order to get on his shoulders. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, no, it has to be an older child. A little older, that's why this is again an example of Beis Hillel Lekula, because the child is not going to be Mechuyev until, or the father is not going to be Mechuyev Legabe the child, except if the child could walk with the father, could hold the father's hands, and just walk with the father a certain amount, as we will see. So we have that chilek within ketanim. So now the Gemara says the last line, "Ulin yitaros," but regarding taros, there is another halacha that applies to ketanim, and the Mishnah says as follows: "Ulin yitaros at omer." Regarding taros, one says, a word of introduction for this halacha. We know that in every area of halacha, whenever there's a suffix, the Torah tells you what to do in that case of suffix. Let's say there's a suffix by monetary law. So we see a motzi mechaver olav araya. And, the one who wants to be motzi mamon has to bring the proof. When there's a suffix about an isser, so then we say suffix daraisa lechum, rasoi drabana lekula. Right, depending on what the isser is. When the Torah doesn't want you to have stalemates. So whenever there is a suffix about something, the Torah tells you what to do. That's Isser Vehet, that's Dinim Amanis. What about Tumah Vatara? So the Tumah Vatara has its own rules. And the Gemara says elsewhere, it depends where the suffix is. Rosh HaYachid or Rosh HaRabim. If it's a suffix in Rosh HaYachid, then Sveiko Tameh. If it's a suffix in Rosh HaRabim, Sveiko Tar, which seems very arbitrary, right? There's a source of Isha Sota, but that seems out of all of the issues of what to do by suffix. There's a question about a Metzuchel of Araya, how you understand that din. But when it comes to Tumah Vatara, it seems like, what, there's more of a chance that somebody became Tameh in my backyard than it did in the street? Right? Why would you say this suffix is Tameh and that suffix is Tar? So it seems like a Xeris HaKasif, that rules, we need some rules to know what to do, not to have the, I don't want to be stuck in the reality that you're in, so we have that did. So there's an added did that not only in a case of is it only in Rosh HaYachid is it Tameh, but even in Rosh HaYachid, if the suffix is about a being that does not have da'as to be asked a question and answer it, so then are you Tameh, not Tameh? If the being doesn't have da'as, so then it's also going to be Sveiko Tohar. So if the question is about, I don't know, a kli, if the question is about a chereshot of a katan, that's the Mishnah Taras in the third parak. Chereshot of a katan, shenim su b'mavi sheish botumah. If a chereshot of a katan is, you have a suffix about them, and the mavi is botumah, hariyu b'cheskas tara. That's another requirement. Oh, the suffix tumah b'shus a yachid, and talking about yesh bo da'as li sha'el. Only if someone, the suffix is about someone who you can ask a question to and get an answer from. That's Yeshbo and Ainbo Da Asli Shoel. That's what the Mishnah says here. Cheresh of the Kata, Shidim Subamavi, Yeshbo Tuma, Hare Ilu Bechazkas Tara. Because Ainbo Hem Da Asli Shoel, right? They don't know what to answer when you ask them. V'chola Pikeach Bechazkas Tuma. That's the Mishnah. So a child, Pashit, is ein bodas lishoel, right? A child doesn't have das. So that's what we're getting into here. Lidtaras atomer eshu tufas biad aviv. Where if yeah, the case is he will hold the father could hold his hand eshu tufas biad aviv. So then right, you see on the top of the Pnei Moshe im yesh bodas kol kach. Right, so then if he could go and grasp his father's hand, so that he has enough das, and therefore sveiko could be keach. Then his suffik, if you have a suffik tuma about him, so that he could be considered a gadol, someone who has das, and therefore the suffik will be tame. Aviv tovis biyada. But if he doesn't have enough das to go and hold his father's hands, the father has to schlep him. The father has to hold his hand. That is really the father controlling. So then sveigel kecherish. So then the if I'm talking about that type of child, it'll be like a cherish, a lav bar das, and therefore they would not be tuma. Bram hacha ben kachu ben kachayev. But here the as the Pnei Moshe explains, it's not totally on das. Totally just on ability. An ability. Even if the father is going to schlep him, it's still going to be called able to walk. See the Pnei Moshe? Beikach uveinkach chayiv. Delav bida'as tal yamilsa bekatan shabalach aldas. Right? It's different regulations, the different rules. When it comes to a batara, it's yeshbo and aimbo da'as lishael. But here, elem yachal lailach baraglov, afilu sarach lechos biyado shalaviv kisholich. Right? Even if the father is going to be the one that's really controlling the walk, that would still be a chayiv. One of the proofs also that the rules of Safek Tuma might not be based on a svar, but based on a gzeras hakasav, there is the sugyas of Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin is another Mishnah in Taras. That's the case where Gemara in Pesachim talks about it in the first parak, where you know this Tuma, there are two paths. You know this Tuma on one of the paths, but you have no idea which path. There's a dead body under one of these paths, and I don't know which one it's under. So, and you know, I have two friends. Each of them went down one of the paths. So one of them is Vaday Tame. But he came afterwards and they said, you know, I don't know if I'm Tame or not. What's the halacha? And it's paths in the street, right? In Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is Sveiko Tahar. Both of them. Both of them are Tahar. Both of them are Tahar. One of them, Vaday, went down one of the streets. That's the Sugi of Shei Shvilin. So Sveiko Tahar, that again, reflects the idea that it's more of a Gzeiras HaKasa. There is a halacha, a discussion in the Tanoim. What happens if they both come together to ask? If they come together to ask, are we tamei? Are we tar? So then you might say that no, that you can't have it's a zilzal of a bezdin to give such a psak at one time. Okay, but that's might be an exception to the rule. We continue. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, boy, kumi Rabbi Zeira. So we said in the Mishnah that you have to be able to walk. What's the distance? What's the distance? The language that was used, v'la'alos me'Yerushalayim laharabayis. That was the language used by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Enough to walk from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. That's how much the child has to walk. But what about the mitzvah itself of Re'ia? Where do we have a mitzvah to be seen? So, Heichan Hayu Marim Panim, Bahar Habayis or Bazaras? Is it in Har Habayis or in the Azara? Right? What's the din da'oraisa of a Jew going to Aliyah LeRegel? Right? Does it have to be Har Habayis? Is that good enough? Or Mamish in the Azara? So in the Ezra's Nashim, we're not going to say in the Ezra's Kohanim or Ezra's Yisrael because not too much room there for millions of people, even outside. But that's you only allowed to go in there for a tzorech. So how far does one have to go in? So the Gemara says, "Now Amarlei Nishmeidim and Adab." Let's learn it from the following. Hatame Patam and Ariya. There's a special din in the Brisa that says, that teaches me that a tame person is Pater from Ariya, and as we'll see, he doesn't even send his karbanos. Even though other kabanos you can send with a shliach, but there, but there, yeah, dichziv uvasa shama v'havesim shama, and we darshan from there. You go there and you bring there, right? If you could go there, then you have a chiyuv to bring. If you can't go there, you don't have a chiyuv to bring. So 1 second. So this pasuk excludes a tamei person from having the mitzvah of a re'iyah. So, what's that? A tame mace. The Lord, this tame is talking about anybody who's tame. But a tame mace is allowed to go to Har Habayis. Right? Veidu mace nechaz Har Habayis. Doesn't a tame mace go to Har Habayis? So, what's the pasuk say? The pasuk saying, since he can't go in, so then he doesn't have to break. But he can go in. A tame mace can go into Har Habayis. So it must be that the mitzvah of Knisa, of Bia, is not just the Har HaBayis. It's to the Azara, and a Toiveis can't go into there. Hadamra, Bazara, Yomar Panim. So it must be that into the Azara, one has to go, and that's why a Tame is excluded, because a Tame can't go in there. So if he can't go in there, then there's no mitzvah for him to go and bring his, even to send his carbon. Period. Just a couple of points. First, I saw in the Sefer here in the back, Shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom Yerushalayim, he quotes on this line, Varav Agaon, he quotes, L'aniyaz Daiti, Iker Re'iyaz Panim Eino Ela Ba'azara, Desham Havi Pnei Hashem. Right, that's the Azara. It says, Lifnei Hashem. So that's where you have to go. Like the Gemara says, you have to go to the Azara. But what was the language that we just read of the Mishnah about a Katan? Where does a Katan have to walk from? From Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. That's the distance that the Katan has to walk in order to be, for him to be connected to the Mishnah. So is that Lav Dafka? Is that Lav Dafka? It says, the Gadol, the Mitzvah, is to get into the Azara. But and it's the other language of the Mishnah, the Katan, to get the Har HaBayis. So says the, suggests the, this day that he's quoting. He says, regarding me, as part of the Azara, Aval Inyan Chinuch, the Katan, Sagi Bahar HaBayis. But for a child doesn't have to get into the Azara. As long as he can walk from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, Ki Lama Lehu Lidchok Velichnos Ba'azara Im HaKatan, B'Shah Shekal Yisrael Sham Ba'azara, Me'achar Sheinu Elam Mishim Chinuch. Ha. It's just mitzad chinuch. It's just mitzad chinuch. So why should he have to go all the way in? It's not the regular chiyuv. Just mitzad chinuch. V'yachrei ba. And then he quotes this from a day up. And then he quotes v'yachrei ba kashas mechila mikdushas Torah. So I'm sorry that I'm gonna have to argue with him. The zeh nicha l'shitas habavli, aval l'shitas hay talmuda mash miksas de minat Torahu. Right. Remember we said a few days ago. The chiyuv of a katan is chinuch midrabana. That sound, that's what it sounds like from the Bavli. And the Rashi in the Bavli, midaraisa is pater, midrabana, we're mechayevin. But according to what we've said the past couple of days, the Yerushalmi, it sounds like the katan is a chiyuv daraisa. Again, not the katan's chiyuv, but the father's chiyuv daraisa to bring the katan, the male katanim, of that age. So what do you mean? It's just chinuch. It's just chinuch. The lo kamar b'derech hasmachta. So it's not just the Afshar the Daito, but Zelo Poliga Pali Yishami. Maybe the opinion of these courtiers, maybe there's no, he doesn't think there's a chiluk. I would become Akum with Chiyah Briyas Panim, below Karban, the Alfida Mihakel, Vitzarachiyim. So he brings that up. So it's interesting because this is the issue of if the mitzvah is just Mitzar Chinuch, does it have to be in the exact same, right? What was this day of quoting? That, it's only Mitzar Chinuch, so it doesn't have to be in the exact same standards. That's a ritzvah in Sukkah Daf Beis. That's where the Gemara says in Sukkah about Hilni Amalka. Hilni Amalka, says the Gemara there, if you remember, Ma'is Hilni Amalka, Balud, Shaisa Sukkaso Gavoa Miyasher Mama, and the Sugi is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, about if somebody's allowed to have a higher than 20 Amma Sukkah. V'hayu Zakenim Nechras of Yotzen L'Sham. Hilni Amalka had a very tall Sukkah, and the Zakenim went in and out, V'lamru L'Adavra, and they never told her anything. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, I'm right. They didn't say that. They didn't apostle her Sukkah. It was all higher than 20 amos. The Chum say back, no, she's a woman. So a woman is pure from the Sukkah. That's why she didn't say anything. Amar Lahem Rav Yehuda says back, no, she had 7 kids. Shiva Banim Ayula. So for fight, she was Pater, but her 7 children. Vod Kamaseh Lo Asa El Apich HaChamim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ki Tom Rubanim Ketanim Hayu Ketanim Pater Min HaSukkah. Kivan De Shiva Have E Efshar De Lo Havi Bu Chad. She'ino Tzorach Le'imo. There's got to be one child that's old enough for Chinuch. And therefore, it must be that she had a kosher sukkah. The Ritva says, what do you see from that Gemara? That when you do the mitzvah of chinuch, you have to do it in the same way with the same standards. We can't lower the standards based on the fact that the child is a katan. That's the Ritva. Meha shaminan. Meha shaminan. De katan shemechanchin oso be-mitzvahs la-asos lo-mitzvah behechsher gomor kegadol. It must be that it was done behechsher gomor. Because else, how could the Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from the Ketanim. To Amaisi Ryan Bishmaitz and Misukha Shahilni. Bishudosagi Leka Bibanea Chachi Gilachinuch, the Bai Sukim Aliasa. And then the Ritva adds, Umikra Male Dibra Akasav, Chanoch Lenar Alpidarko. Chanoch Lenar Alpidarko. That's the, how do you get it from exactly from that pasuk? That's how he understands it. Ugdolim Yizomer Bechse Erevin. Then he quotes, go from Erevin. Vutrachti Lichtov Zelefi Sharisi Chachamim Toan Bazet. I've seen many other rabbis make mistakes about this, says the Ritva, so I have to write this. Right, when you do a mitzvah of chinuch, you can't literally give the child a lemon instead of an esrog. You gotta give him a kosher esrog. I give him a kosher, again, does that have to be the same hidurim as a gadol? No, but at least it's has to be bakashas. That's what this this comment of the Shalom Yerushalayim is saying, right? How quoting that the Gemara says here that the mitzvah of Maraponim is in the Azara. The language of the Mishnah was the Kadon only has to walk to Harabayas. So do you say, yeah, because it's only Mishum Chinuch, or not? Do you say that? Or do you say, just another way, that even if you want to say that this day agrees with the Ritva, you might say that here it still does have to be all the way into the Azara. Because it's not really the Katan's Chiyuv, as we said. Even according to the Yerushalmi, it's the father's Chiyuv to bring the child. So you still might say that even if in general, if you're doing, the child's doing a mitzvah, Chingalulav, or, so then it would have to be the same standards. But here, it's not really the child's chiyuv at all. So that's why you still might have some flexibility. Okay. Also, the issue, the question the Gemara says here about wondering where the mitzvah Maraponim is, I think we've quoted in the past Rav Soloveitchik's comment that you find in Tanakh the phrase Lifnei Hashem means a few different things. That's how the Gemara could have such a question here. Right? Lifnei Hashem sometimes means in the Azara Mamish. Karbanos have to be shechted lifnei Hashem, says the beginning of a Yikra. That's in the Azara, all karbanos, right? Kachay Kalam have to be anywhere in the Azara, even on the south side, but it has to be in the Azara. The Chatzotzros, right? He says, based on the pasuk we say Friday night, v'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariyu lifnei hamelech Hashem. Right? So that's when you blow Chatzotzros, that's on Harabayas. Does that have to be in the Azara? And then sometimes, lifnei Hashem means the entire Yerushalayim. It says by Meister Sheni, V'achalta Hashem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Meister Degancha, Tiyoshka Vitzarecha, V'goyz B'karcha V'tzonecha. Right, so Lifnei Hashem could mean, have a lot of different meanings in Halacha. The root issue is because all the Kedusha regarding these Halachas flow from the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash, and it radiates out. Right, I could eat Karbanos in Yerushalayim, why? Why? Because Yerushalayim has mixas klushas mikdash in a diluted way, and that's how you can use Lifnei Hashem and Harabayas, and obviously the most intense is in the Azara. So the Gemara here wonders which part of Yerushalayim called Lifnei Hashem is required for this halacha of bringing the karbanos and appearing in the mikdash. Okay, says the. Gemara, so that phrase that we said, so the child has to go from Yerushalayim to Harabayas. From where in Yerushalayim? What do you measure? Like how long he has to walk? Minachoma, from the wall of Yerushalayim, or Menabatim, or a little bit less, from the houses. The houses are inside the wall, so you measure from the house or from the wall. Tani, Shmuel, Minashiloach, you measure from the Shiloach. Shiloach Haibemsa Medina. So there's an objective distance from the Shiloach, well, from the water to the Mayan to Harabayas, that's where you measure from. Period. Reibun Barchia Boy Kumireb Zira, Malo Shaleh Chagigaso Biyaracher. Chagiga here means Ola, because that's what we've been talking about. The Mefarshim explained. So find a Tame person is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Could he send his karbanos? Right, we know elsewhere, if somebody is Tame, he could send the karban and have the karban offered on his behalf. Right, that's the halacha, the Gemara quotes it in Mesachas Pesachim. So what about here? If you look in Ruchayv Kadevsky, Mishenu Yochol La'alos, if somebody can't go up, Ma'u Shishaleh Chagigaso Biyadacher, can he send it with somebody else? Ki hechi da'ashachan v'psachim samach beis, detamei v'arel mishalchen karbonoseim. Do we say that if you can't go up, so you can still send the karbonos, O Dilma, no. Or here, the only chiyuv is if you could go. Ein mischayev ba'olas re'iya ela bebiya. Ba'olas re'iya kari yushami chagiga. Okay, so that's the question. What if somebody is not able to go? Can they be mishaleach karbonoseim? Can they be mishaleach karbonoseim? Right, because it could be that the chiyev is only somebody who could go in. Somebody who doesn't go in does not have a chiyev to send the karbonos. So amalinish b'nim anada. Let's learn from the following. Mukeshchin upolpesin puter minem re'iya. Mukashchin, somebody who has boils, and pulpisin, somebody who has some type of illness that he smells really bad, and he can't be around people. So mukashchin and pulpisin, paterminar re'iyah, they are pater from re'iyah, because they don't go in. Look at the last skinny lines of the Pnei Moshe. Einon re'uyin lavoshama. They're not right to go there. De'ein zekavet klapimala. Right? It's a din of kavet amigdash. right, for these people to go in, so then they don't go into the mikdash. Somebody with shchin and the pulpit in. Tichsiv uvasa shama vavesim shama. Right, same pasuk we quoted before. He goes there and he brings there. So because he doesn't go there, he doesn't have a chiyuv to bring. Hatame patim and emeriyah. The tame is also patim. What we just quoted up above. Tichsiv different pasuk. Bevo kol yisrael leiraos. The when Bnei Yisrael come, all to be seen. V'gomer haroi lavoim kol akol. Maybe whoever is right to come with his brethren to the Yerushalayim, he brings. V'shein haroi lavoim b'kol Yisrael eno maybe. That's the brisa. So now the brisa says a tamei is pater, mucheshin is pater, pulpasin is pater. So the Gemara asks on the brisa. V'yishalech hakigos b'yadacher. Why didn't the brisa suggest that he should send karbanos with someone else? It just says he's pater, he's mufka, he's totally exempt. Why didn't he say, just like other karbanos, he could send with others? So it must be, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zosa Meres, She'ena Meshalech HaYaso B'yad Acher. It must be that he doesn't send with others, and therefore Pata totally. And again, the Chiyuv of Olas Re'ia is based on the fact that you're in the Azara. If you can't get to the Azara, then you have no Chiyuv to that of that karban. Right? It's not a Chovas Gavra. Chovas Gavra that you have when, like Karban Pesach. It's a Chovas Gavra. But when it comes to this karban, no, it's a chiyuv once you're in. That's how the Achronim suggested. Just read one line if I can. The Chazon Yechezkel on the Tosefta. Harishama ilav krav achulu haymishaleach olas riya biyadacher. Olas riya ain't totally klal barias panim. That's what I would have thought. Avam midrash azu yalfinan she'ain riya aydei karban levad. Va'olas riya he din barias panim. V'kol shelo bala azara ain't b'din olas riya klal. Right, the riyas panim is the mechayev for the olas riyah. Okay, so in this brisa that we just quoted, we had a reish and a seifa. We had the first line that said mukashkin and pulpasin are pater based on the pasuk of uvasa shama vaveisim shama. They can't go there, so then they don't have to bring. And then tamei was excluded from the second part of the brisa. Right, you can't go with everybody. So Rav Shama is about to say, I think it flows better if the two sukkim are flipped. Right, the people who can't go with everybody else is the mukashchin and the one who smells bad, and the tamei is just somebody who can't go in. So Rav Shammai boy, oh chiluf, shouldn't the pesuk can be switched? Mukashchin upolpasin peter minariyah dechsevu b'alka yisrael leiraos. Those two should be excluded because they can't go with everybody else. Hatamei b'adonariyah dechsevu b'atashav aleisim shama, like we had quoted it up above. So my answer is you're right. For Rav Shammai first asked this as a question, and then he said chazer Rav Shammai bar. Mar, it's like Omar, right? Then Rav Shammai changed it to no. He said it as a vaday. Mukei shchin and pulpa said, "Avav bishin and ruim lavo and call Yisrael ruim hein lavo b'pnei atzman." They would be able to come themselves, so that can't be excluded from the pasuk of vaveisim shama, vaveisim vaveisim shama, because they can come. They can come, right? They'll just, but they can't come with everybody else. That's why it makes sense that they're excluded from the other pasuk. Hatamei ein aroy lo b'pnei atzman v'lo im call Yisrael. Right, the tamei can't go with anybody, and that's why it makes sense that the tamei is the one that's excluded based on the pasuk of uvasa shama v'haveisim shama. Period. Okay, so what do we say? We said the chiyuv to bring this karban of olas re'ia, that meheri bana beis hamikdash will be able to all bring this karban, is only if you get into the azara. You get into the azara. So what happens, he asks the Gemara, if hifrish chagigaso v'meis, a person got into the azara, he was mafshir the karban, and then he died. What do you do with this karban? What do you do with this ola? So you can be makriv an ola, make it into a nadava, but you want to know, could you bring it today, the first day of Yontif? If it's a nadava, you can't bring it on the first day of Yontif. His kids are around, right? His kids, what do you mean? His kids are owning him. No, it's Yontif. It's Yontif. So Anino, Savela, is all pushed off. So you're still in there. So what do they do with this? So a yarshim, ma'usha yaviosa. Did the yarshim bring it? What's the issue? When they bring it, is it considered the carbon of the father who died? Because he was mechuyev. He came to the Azara, he was mechuyev, and then he died. So maybe you can even give it today, because it's considered his olas chova. Or do you say, no, it's going to be an olas nadava. If it's olas nadava, you got to wait till tomorrow. Right? You can't bring it. So they bring it. That's the clear. The clear is that they can bring this carbon, but the question is, what do they bring it as? So, Rebbe Ila Amar, Yera'eh, Haroi Lavo, Mevi, Vishin Haroi Lavo, Eno maybe. Only somebody who's Roy Lavo can bring it, but somebody who's not Roy Lavo cannot bring it. So what is that mashma? One way of reading this is he was Roy Lavo and he came. So therefore it's considered his karban. Amar Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Zeira says, according to the Pnei Moshe, he's arguing, or Zeira is arguing on Rebbe Ela, who just said yes. He says no. Kihid Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yonasan, Trehon Amrin, right? They both say, Kol Bachar Banecha, or they say he's saying, similar, well, we'll go with this shot that he might be arguing. Kol Banechar Banecha Tifteh, right? By a Pidyon Aben, Bachar Banecha Tifteh, continued with the Pasik, Velo Yeira Ufanai Rekam. And it says, in the same pasuk is put pidyon haben and not being in the Beis HaMikdash, right, empty-handed. Afilu lachar misa. So just like pidyon haben is lachar misa, once the child passes 30 days, then even Rachman al-Assam, the child dies on day 35, the father hadn't done pidyon haben yet, he still does the mitzvah of pidyon haben. So too, just like that's lachar misa, so too, v'hachal yirafanei rekam, afilu lachar misa. So too here, lachar misa. Okay, so, you know, let's go with the Pnei Moshe Pshat, who says, let me flip what I said before, that according to Rabbi Ela, Yira Yera'eh HaRoy Lavo, well, he's not Roy Lavo now because he's died. So therefore, it's not considered his karban. While according to Rabbi Zeira, it is, because it's just similar to the Pidyon HaBen, just like the Zechiyev after he dies there. So to here, the Zechiyev after they die. So that's a suggestion, that's a machlokas amora. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Babar Mamo machlokas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's a machlokas also between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanina Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah Kinim, Haisha, a woman is chayeves in a set of karbanos when she has a baby. So what happens, Haisha, Shevia Chatasa, she's chayev in a chatas and an ola. So if she brings her chatas and then she dies, Yevio a yarshin olasa, her yarshin bring her ola. Because even after she dies, though, she can bring the Ola. Olas of a Mesa, but if the woman, the Yoledes, only brought her Ola, then she dies. Lo Yaviyah, Yarshan Chatas, you can't bring her Chatas. Right? This is one of the five Chatos Mesos. Right? The Halacha, which we see now, Chatas Shem Mesu Baaleha. A Chatas cannot be brought after the owner has died. So, the Chatas is no longer brought. What about this Ola? So the Ola is brought. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar Bemufreshes. Shmuel says, only if she designated the animal before she died, and then she dies, so then it's brought la'achar misa. Then you bring it la'achar misa, because it's already designated as her ola. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilei Mufreshes, and Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even if she didn't designate it, the children still have to bring from the property, because, as the Mefarshim here explained, the Karban Eida, Shibuda Daraisa, a big topic. But what does that mean? There's a lien on property, Midaraisa, for obligations. So, Machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the children bring this carbon ola only if it was designated while she was alive, or even if it wasn't. So manan kaiminan. So what's the case we're talking about? Im b'she yarshu karka, if the woman left karka, right, immovable items, pieces of land for the children. Pahadar Shmuel b'mufreshes. There Shmuel would say only if she designated? No. If she left karka, we know karka is meshubid to all of the previous obligations. So Shmuel would say, you don't have to, designate it. Im b'she yarshu metaltzlin ba'da, Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu einu mufreshes, but if she only left movable items, then Rabbi Yochanan says, even if einu mufreshes, no, there's no shibud there. So ma nafik mimineya, what's the nekudas of machlokas here? So where it says as follows, right? Not ma nafik mimineya sometimes means what's the nafkamina. Here it means what's the root of the machlokas. So where it says as follows, they argue how strong of a chiyuv is there. So yarshu karka, if the karka, the woman left karka, so therefore there's going to be some type of shibud. There's going to be some type of lien on the property to bring the carbon ola. So all that, this is Shmuel. Shmuel says, in that case where it's a more limited chiyuv, like mufreshes, litvoa, we'll take out that word, litvoa tovin. Bezdin will go and ask them, you know, it would be a good idea for you to give your mother's carbon. But they're not going to go and take a security and force the issue from the children. That's Shmuel. Al daite Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a more expansive chiyuv af lamashkin mashkin. They would. If this karka, that karka is lean to the karbon, the chiyuv of the mother, shibud daraisa, and therefore they'll even take security from there. Yarshu metaltalin. But if the woman only left movable items, metaltalin, so then everybody goes down one level. Al daite Rabbi Yochanan letzvoa tovin lamashkin imamashkinin. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who had the more expansive before, here he says they would not take a mashkon. Shmuel would say, no, they don't even ask. They don't even go ask them for the suggested to fulfill the chiyuv. So suggest the Gemara that this machlokes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether the children have to give the carbon ola of their mother after the mother died, would be the parallel machlokes to whether the children give the ola's re'iyah after the father dies in the Azara.
period. Okay, halacha beis, second Mishnah here in Chagiga. How much did the karbanos cost? So which is, we mentioned there are three sets of karbanos, three karbanos, two of them are mechuyev. The olas re'iya and the shalmei, those are mechuyev. So which one is more expensive than which? Minimum. Beishamei omer, amriya shtei kesef, achagiga ma kesef. Right, two, Beishamei says the ola is worth more. Beis Hillel omer, amriya ma kesef, achagiga shtei kesef. And Beis Hillel says, no, the shlamim is worth more. So re'iyas, re'iya, olos, achagiga, shlamim. Beis Hamai says the olas it has to be worth more than the shlamim. Beis Hillel omer matan beolas umar mishlamim. No, the shlamim is worth more. Why? Rabbi Tanchav Ari Loi b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Beis Hamai yalfin la mi karbanos ha'atzeres. Beis Hamai learns it from the karbanos of shvuas. Remember, atzeres in Torah Shavu'ah is shvuas. And what do you mean from shvuas? If you look at the shtei alechem, the special carbon brought on shvuas, it goes with 10 olos and 2 shlamims. So you compare the ola, then the shlamim of a person, to the shtei alechem. And there's more olos than shlamim there. Beis Hillel yafin lo mekarbanos ha'nesiyim. Beis Hillel said, no, look in Parshas Naso, by the nesiyim. There's more shlamims brought there by ola than ola. So I'm a Beis Hillel Beis Hamai. Lo mutav lalamein. And Beis Hillel says, shouldn't you learn it from the nesiyim? Lo mutav lalamein karban yachin mi karban yachin, lo lalamein karban yachin mi karban sibur. Shtei alechem is a karban sibur. It's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Isn't it better to learn from the nesiyim, who also bring a car, it's also carbon yachid. They would have the same, standards. So, Amr Lohem Beis Shammai, no, Beis Shammai says, Mudulame Davar Shunoig Ladoros, Davar Shunoig Ladoros. I'd rather learn from Shtei Alechem, because that's a carbon that's forever. Right? Vial Tavol, the carbon Nesim, the carbon Nesim is once in history. That probably a separate rule. Shayna Noig Ladoros. So, that's the Machloka, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Where do you learn it from? Shtei Alechem, or from Nesim? That's how they get their Ola and Shlamim. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Tani, by Hashem, we will continue next time.